This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Inside the radio station.
Hey guys, it's Robin here. Now, as a presenter on Fun Kids, one of the questions I get asked a lot is, well, what is it like working on the radio? Who opens the post and makes sure that the studio is clean after robot? So I'm on a mission. That's right. I'm here to show you what it's like inside the radio station. Now, we've checked out the Fun Kids building, met the engineers, peeked into the studios, found out more about the team that helps us pay the bills, and met the guys that create all the fun stuff that goes on our website. So from choosing the music to writing scripts and chatting to the big bosses, you can see that radio stations can be very busy and creative places with all sorts of jobs being done by all sorts of people. But there's one thing we haven't yet explored. Can you figure out what it is? I'll give you a clue. I'm one of them. Yep, today it's all about the presenters. Now come with me and we'll have a look at what happens in front of the microphone. Are you ready? Let's go. Now the presenters are the face of every radio station, which is kind of strange when you don't see your faces at all. Well, not unless you go on the website, of course. Now it's our job to entertain you and keep you switched on, whether that's by playing great music, interviewing guests, running exciting competitions, or telling you about the latest releases and celebrity news. Here at Fun Kids, that's me, Bex, Dan, Anna Louise, Connor, Josh, George, and Sean.
Don't forget me, star of the breakfast show, much better than Sean.
Oh, sorry, how could I forget Robot? What might be surprising is that a lot of what goes into the show has already been decided before we even switch on the microphone. Things like the songs that we're going to play, features, competitions, sponsorships, celebrity interviews, and even the general sound of the show is all decided beforehand by us presenters and our programme controller. Now, you might remember we met Lloydie in an earlier episode. Now, he puts together a handy daily reminder of all the things to include. Now, we presenters don't just talk into the microphone, we also drive the desk. No, not that kind of driving. It means I have to start each song, feature, and station jingle at the right time by sliding the fader on the mixing desk and by pressing buttons on the computer screen. And I can pause things when, you know, I want to speak, linking together the songs and features into the perfect flow.
Across the UK, this is Fun Kids.
So that's everything that needs to happen during the show. But I also have to think about things I want to talk about in between the songs as well. Now, this means doing some research and making notes before I go on air. Now, I might check out comments on maybe our website, from our app, to see what you guys are all talking about. I'll also read through the papers and, of course, look online. Hey, there's Sean. He knows a thing or two about putting on a good show.
Hey, Robin, me and Robot are just about to start the show if you want to come in and do a bit of co-presenting with us.
Absolutely.
Right, so there's only a couple of minutes before Robot and I are on air. So the content doc says we need to tell everyone about the new competition we have, play the latest number one song, and talk about a fun thing to do at home. And that's just all in the first half hour. Before that, I think I'm going to have a little look at some of the messages we've got to see if there's anything we can talk about to start the show off that's particularly fun.
Now, Shan's got in touch to say every time we play Old Time Road, her dog jumps into her dad's arms like Scooby-Doo.
That seems like an excellent thing to go with. Right, let's go with that. Ready, it's go time.
Across the UK, it's just gone 6:30. You're listening to Sean and Robot on Fun Kids.
Hello, you're listening to Sean and Robot on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. And today, we've got Robin in the studio with us. Hello, Robin.
Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Well, we've got some Justin Bieber and Dua Lipa coming up, so I'm loving life.
Does that mean I'll finally get to see some of your dance moves?
Maybe if you're lucky, maybe the music will just take me and I won't be able to control myself. Usually what happens with Robot. So what's been going on, Robin?
Well, we've actually just had a message from Shan. She says that every time we play Old Town Road, her dog jumps into her dad's arms like Scooby-Doo.
That sounds excellent. Do you know what? I'd love to see a video of that.
I wonder if it has any other strange reactions to certain songs.
Who knows? Maybe it'll do other tricks. Like it could sit when we play One Direction or roll over when we whack on the Hashtag Sisters.
Or nip to the shops for some milk if we play Baby Shark.
Well, Sian, let us know if your dog has any other crazy music-related tricks. And if you can get a video of your dog to us, we'd love to see it.
I know, I definitely would. But for now, let's see if Sweet Melody by Little Mix has any effect on the animals listening right now.
This is Fun Kids.
Don't worry, while the listeners can hear the song, we've turned our microphones off so that no one can hear us talk.
That was really good. I've actually just had a great idea for a joke to do in the next link, but I'll need a dog barking and a fart noise sound effect, really, for it to work, though. I'm just going to go and check with the producer, see if we have them.
Be quick! You're back on air in 2 minutes and you need to tell everyone about the new competition. So as you can see, a lot goes into a show and presenters have to keep things running to schedule, even when things don't go to plan, or if Sian gets an idea for a last minute joke. So what if you want to be a presenter on the radio? Well, the best way to start is to record your own shows in your bedroom and send them to your friends and family to get some feedback. That's what I used to do when I was a kid. Now, the best advice I ever got was to talk to the listeners as if you were just talking to your friends. That way, you sound really natural and everyone will really enjoy listening to you. Well, that's the end of our tour around Fun Kids. And if you want to know more about life in a radio station or here at Fun Kids, why not get in touch? Our email address is contact@funkidslive.com, or you can go to our app or message us through the website. You're right at the heart of everything we do, and we would love to hear from you.
Right, I've got the fart noise, which you'll be pleased to know about, but you might have to do the barking yourself.
Okay, how's this?
A bit less labradoodle and a little bit more terrier, please.
I better practice if I'm going to get this right before we go on air. Oh, bye for now, guys.
Inside the radio station. Find out more at funkidslive.com/inside.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.